Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 what's going on, Big 12 Nation? We are back at it. KU football has struggled very bad since they have let go of Mangino. They haven't really done anything since they fired Mangino. The reason they fired Mangino, I still don't know why. They gave us a couple of excuses, but the excuses didn't make sense. Sounded like they just wanted a change, or they thought they could do better, and they got a wake-up call. They couldn't do better. They tried Charlie Weiss. That didn't work out. Before that, they tried Turner Gill, which they only gave Turner Gill 2 seasons. I don't understand that. Now they're smelling the coffee a little bit better, and they gave David Betty, I believe this is his 4th or 5th year. So hopefully they can get things going. Now, I know they lost their second leading rusher, Taylor, a kid from the Fort Worth, Texas area. So he's missing off the roster. That is a situation. There's like 4 players they said that didn't return. It all had years of eligibility, so either they graduated or they were injured, or they just said, you know what, I don't want to do this no more. I'm going to transfer somewhere else and just finish my degree, because 1-11 or not winning 2 or 3 games for years at a time is not a fun situation to be in. And it's great to be a basketball player, a basketball fan at KU, but to be a football player or a football fan or a football coach is not the greatest of situations right now. So it makes sense why some kids would just say, I'm done. If I only had 1 year eligibility and I got the majority of my credits, I would just transfer somewhere close to my house, and heck, I've got most of my school paid for. I'll just finish it my last year somewhere else. So makes sense. So let's start with their schedule. They open up at home against Nicholls State. I hope to goodness they can beat Nicholls State at home. Nicholls State does have some tough defensive players. The Ronald Ollie kid from Last Chance U, if any of you guys have saw Last Chance U, he was on there. So that is a big deal. And, you know, they played Georgia pretty tough a couple of years ago, so they're not a walkover, but they're still a D1AA team, so I expect K-State to win, and I hope K-State wins, but we will wait and see. Now, also, let's finish with the next week, and that's at Central Michigan. Last year, if you guys remember, they lost to Central Michigan at home. Central Michigan is one of those mid-American teams that is really tough, and they can do a lot of damage. And there's a couple of schools in those small Power 5 conferences, the small Division 1 conferences that aren't considered Power 5, but they can kick your butt. Obviously, Boise State, there's been a tradition with the MAC. Toledo has been tough. Northern Illinois is known to be tough. Bowling Green was tough there for a while. They fell off. Central Michigan, obviously, where Antonio Brown went to, the Fever. They've had some great players. Miami of Ohio has had a run. Marshall, they left the conference. They were tough while they were in it. So there's some legitimate tough teams in the MAC conference. Ball State had a run there for a while. So I'm hoping that they go on the road and they can win this game. It's a big deal. And then they turn around the next week and they have Rutgers at home, and then they turn on that, and they go to Baylor. Now, if Kansas can find a way to go 4-0 in these first 4 weeks, which I think is their best chance at winning games, then I hope David Betty can be back, and the next year he can go 6-6 and get into a bowl game. But this year, after winning 1 game or 2 games every other year, hopefully he can get 4 wins. And that'll be a significant improvement for Kansas. I'm just trying to stay positive. I know it's not the greatest thing for most college football programs, but just trying to stay positive. All right, so after that, I just said they have Rutgers at home after Central Michigan, then they're at Baylor. At home versus Oklahoma State. If they can get an upset, that'd be a big deal. Gundy is making some changes there. He lost some veterans, so maybe they can sneak an upset, maybe not. Then they're on the road at West Virginia, at Texas Tech. West Virginia is always tough. Texas Tech is really hard to beat at home, and they play very hard at home. TCU at home. I don't know. TCU has phenomenal defense. Iowa State at home. I don't know. That could be a toss-up game, but if Matt Campbell is doing what I think he's doing, they don't have a chance in that game. At Oklahoma, tough game for them to win, and I believe they play Texas at home for their final game. They got Peyton Bender back, so that's good at QB. Defense really didn't do much last year. Offense was gotten some rhythms, but never could get anything going. So we'll see. They have a tough situation up there. You know, I hope Coach Betty opened his eyes up and gave people chances to coach with him that maybe he wouldn't normally give a chance, or this is a big or just kept his staff together. Because one thing I do like about certain coaches, even if they don't hire new coaches, if they keep their staff together that they had since day one, to me that's more respect and more power to you that you believe in what you're doing. And it shows the players that you believe what you're doing, so then they play harder. One of Charlie Strong's biggest downfalls at University of Texas was him constantly trying to, change coaches and worry about media and impress this person or that person. He should have simply said, you know what, I went with Sean Watson, I'm sticking with him. I guess he never gave the OC job to the guy, the former Oklahoma offensive coordinator. He was a receivers coach, I can't think of his name now. He's the head coach at the University of Nevada now. He never gave it to him. So then he obviously hired the two guys from Tulsa, and didn't work out. It looked like the offense was doing good at the beginning when they had the big win over Notre Dame, and they started off 3-0, then they went out to Cal, and it was a mess. And from there on out, it was up and down again. So that was one of Strong's biggest problems, was not keeping his staff. So David Betty actually kept his staff and kept it moving. Good luck to him. But you got to realize this is a winning game, winning business. Not much patience, a lot of money. I know Kansas blew a lot of their money trying to force the issue with Weiss and them letting go Gill so quick. And then Mangino, I still don't understand what that was about. But, you know, I know they were there last year or the year before for the 10-year anniversary of that team that made it to a BCS bowl. You know, Aqib Talib and the crew came back and checked it out. So that was really awesome, and that was really beautiful to see. Now, let's finish with saying this, man. Really no big headlines today in the college football, no drama so far. So I'm going to just try and keep it peaceful since there is no outrage about something petty right now. I'm sure there will be by the end of the week or the weekend. It'll be something for them to complain about and blow up. But as of right now, I'm okay. I do know yesterday they gave Urban Meyer a hard time about firing as one of his assistants for domestic violence allegations. And I get tired of this. A lot of people say, well, don't you think it's wrong? Obviously, none of us think domestic violence is good. The problem is, they want to fire coaches, athletes, and go after famous people over domestic violence on the people that are really getting beat up nobody cares about. We want to fire coaches for allegations, which are not facts. But then when there's a woman in real life who puts a restraining order on a guy, the police never shows up, then by the time they get there, the stalker has already shot or killed her or broke into her door or window, whatever, and done something to her. Meanwhile, we just go overboard on rich people, or excuse me, people in power, especially men in power, since we got this new feminist thing going, and we never, you know, we know that what these guys are capable of doing. But the guys who are out there committing the real crimes, we don't know what they're capable of. And it's sad that when somebody calls a cop and a woman says, me and my husband are just arguing like normal couples, the cops won't go away. But then, and I'm not criticizing the cops, I'm just making comparisons to the stuff that we worry about in society. Basically, when she wants them to go away, they won't go away. But then when somebody's getting stalked and they're about to get their, you know, about to lose their life, then there's nowhere to be found, and we got restraining orders. So it's a goofy system. And I thought it was funny that they criticized Urban Meyer for the timing of his firing. You know, I really think all these media members should submit all their emails they've done in the last 10 years, submit everything. If they got any traffic tickets, they should submit their whole everything that they do, everything they said, heard, recorded, you know, get a video camera and follow them around. And if they do one thing wrong or they don't make one decision the right way, them SOBs should lose their media credentials. And that should be the end of it. We shouldn't have to deal with them or hear them anymore. Report football, talk about stats, talk about wins, talk about losses. Stop sticking your nose in areas that you really don't care about, because if you looked at all of their bank accounts, and I mean all of their bank accounts were sitting there complaining and making a big deal about stuff, none of these people donated to a woman's shelter. None of them donated to battered women. None of them have done anything financially for domestic violence. They just talk. That's what they're good for. That's why they're the media. They're good. They're all talk, no action, which is exactly why we have the stuff going on and we have today, because everybody wants to talk and run their mouth, but nobody wants to put action behind it. This is Big 12 Nation, KU. Good luck. Hopefully you can win 4 or 5 games. If you can win more, that'll be excellent. I'll be back with Iowa State, and then we got to get to TCU and Texas Tech. All right, guys. Have a good one. Enjoy the hot weather. Peace.